Aleluia.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. I believe God's word.
Thank you, Lord. I expect a miracle.
I expect a miracle today.
Lift up your hands. Father, thank you for tonight. Your mighty power is manifest. Miracles are happening. People are being delivered. Your spirit is moving. Satan is defeated. Jesus is saving people. Names are being written in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty power that is present with us tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated if you have a seat. Tonight my message is very simple. And it says, why many people believe in Jesus? Why many people believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Amen.
Amina.
John chapter 7 and verse 28. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, you both know me. Brighter. You both know me and you know whence I am. I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom you know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me. Shh, everybody. Listen, no walking at the back. You cannot come and just walking in and out. So I want no movement at the back, please. Either you are in or you are out. If you don't want to be here, go out, please. All those who want to go out should go out now. That you can't go out whilst I'm preaching. Out of respect. Amen. So I'm waiting for the movement to cease, please. And John chapter 7 verse 28, Bible says, many people believed on him and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man has done?
Yokana msamba, abiri nagamba, nibabu gamba, nti Kristo wa alijia, alikoleli ama gero vinji. Nayono akola nga Kristo akola.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the Bible says God so loved the world,
Bible gamba bwato katonda bayagala ensi,
that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. Now let me tell you why many people believe that Jesus Christ is actually the Son of God. Number one, people believe that Jesus is the Son of God because of the great words that he spoke. Jesus said,
yes,
I am the way.
Zekubo.
I am the truth.
Zemazima.
I am the life.
Zebulamu.
No one can go to the Father except through me. Most people will tell you, I will show you the way to the life. Can you stand here, please? And I will show you the way to the truth. But Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the life. I am the way. Tonight, Jesus is the way. If you were the way, you should have said it. Amen.
Amina.
If you were the way, you should have said that you were the way. Jesus said, I am the way.
Yes,
I am the truth.
Zimazima.
I am the life. He said, I am the good shepherd. He said, I am the resurrection. Rising from the dead. I am the door. No one ever said such things. So Jesus Christ said things which no one ever said.
Bwato Yesu Kristo yayogera ebigambo nga tewali nabbi yenna oba muntu yenna eyali abyogeddeko.
Personally, I believe in Jesus because of the things he said. Jesus said, I'm the way, and I want to know the way to heaven. How many want to go to heaven? If somebody says he's the way to heaven, no one else has said that he's the way to heaven. Tell somebody, do you know anybody else who has said that he is the way, he is the truth, or he is the life? Do you know anybody in Uganda or in the whole world? If you know, and if there is anybody like that in Uganda, immediately after church, come and see me so that I can know.
Hey,
do you know anybody else who said, I am the good shepherd? Do you know anybody who said, I am the resurrection? Do you know anybody who said, I am the life? Wow. So, today, we believe in Jesus because of the wonderful and amazing words that he spoke. Number two, we believe in Jesus because of the amazing miracles that he did. Jesus was a healer.
Yes, he had him on ya.
Yes.
We wow.
You know, even in the Bible,
we wow on him with Bible,
there was nobody who came with such healings. Abraham didn't heal anybody. I don't know if you know of any healing that Abraham healed somebody. We call him Father Abraham, but he was not able to heal anybody. Isaac didn't heal anybody.
Isaka, na yeti ya wanya yomu tu yena.
Jacob didn't heal anybody.
Yakobo, na yemu kwa anogwa fetaina gwe ya wanya.
Joseph didn't heal anybody.
Yusufu, taina muntu yena gwe ya wanya yako.
Joshua didn't heal anybody.
Joshua, na yeti ya wanya yako muntu yena.
Gideon didn't heal anybody.
Gideon, yonkwe gwari gwa kuruwa na te ya wanya.
Isaiah.
Isaiah.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Malachi.
Malachi.
Micah.
Micah.
And who again? Ezekiel.
Ezekiel.
Nobody was healing. Elijah and Elisha, they healed one each.
Elijah ne Elisha bonaba wonyako omomu.
Yes.
We wow.
But Malachi,
ne Malachi,
he prophesied.
Yala gula bula kisi.
That is the last verses of the Old Testament. He said, somebody is coming with healing in his wings. Hallelujah.
Amina.
So Jesus, when he came, he healed in the eye department.
Wow.
Wow. Today, there are about 40 million blind people in India alone.
India yoka erimu milioni obukadde makumi ana oba abantu abaziba abaso tebalaba.
Yes.
We wow.
Today.
They all know.
Million. And 2,000 years ago, Jesus healed blind people.
Yes, she awonya abazibe ba maso.
Do you know anybody else? Maybe Ezekiel or Abraham or who was he opening eyes?
No.
What about ears?
Ate amatu.
Deaf and dumb.
Jesus
healed people who were deaf and dumb.
Yes,
clap for Jesus.
Yes.
Then Jesus was also a gynecologist.
Ha, yes. Ensonga z'abakyala ye yali asinga okukanikanoza ndongoosa obulungi.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, if you take Jesus alone, you can start a hospital. A woman came to see Jesus, bleeding for 12 years. Doctor, come.
Doctor,
what disease will make a woman heal bleeding for 12 years? A woman is supposed to bleed for 3 or 4 days.
Doctor,
uterine fibroids. Cervical polyps. Yes, you can also have cervical carcinoma. Uterine carcinoma. Yes. Angiomatosis of the cervix.
Yes.
Yes. Also, you can have blood dyscrasias. Endometriosis.
Yes.
Hypoprotombinemia.
Hallelujah! Hey! And Jesus was healing all such diseases. Clap for Jesus, please. Clap for Jesus. Jesus was a pediatrician, child specialist.
Yesu, mubyabana yali yakengukanga yashingayo.
People brought their children to Jesus all the time.
Abantu baleteranga Yesu abana be entakera.
Do you know anybody who brought his child to Ezekiel? Do you know anybody who brought their daughter to see Habakkuk? I don't know such a person. There's nobody like Jesus. There is nobody like Jesus. People brought their children. The Syrophoenician woman brought her daughter to see Jesus. And Jesus healed the daughter. Jesus was also an orthopedic specialist.
Hey!
They brought him a man who could not walk. Orthopedic surgeons, they operate on bones and joints, knees, back, to make you walk, or to solve your bones problems. They brought a man who was paralyzed to Jesus. And Jesus looked at the man and said, young man, I say to you, arise. That's all. He did not go to medical school. Jesus had not been to medical school. He was not licensed in Uganda Ministry of Health. But every department, he was healing. Now, Jesus was also in the mental hospital department.
Hey.
Do you see why a lot of people believe in Jesus?
Yes.
A madman came to see Jesus. The man was totally naked. Completely naked like a banana.
Hey.
And he was walking in town. Do you have such things in Bali? Yes.
Hey.
You see, the Bible is an amazing book. Every problem you read in the Bible, you see it practically. If human beings could solve problems, by now we would have solved all this. Now, when the madman saw Jesus, you know, people are afraid of mad people. When they see them coming, they run away. But when the madman saw Jesus, he ran to him and knelt down before Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He rather ran to Jesus and knelt down. Hallelujah. And started to ask for mercy. So Jesus began to cast out the devil from the man. And Jesus cast out one legion, which is
6,278
demons.
Yes.
Wow. Tonight, every devil in you is coming out in Jesus' name. And when the demons entered into the pigs, the pig said, no, we can't stay even for one day. We want to commit suicide right now. And they ran straight into the water. 2,000 pigs. You can imagine the amount of demon powers that was in one man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, people believe in Jesus because he walked on the water. Do you know anybody in town who walks on water? Huh?
Hey.
Jesus was going to Lake Victoria and the boat was gone. When he got there, he said, oh, no problem, I'll just walk on the water. He started walking on the water.
Yes, yari atambula. Ulira. Yes, yari atambula. Kunyanya narubale. Eriato nerigano kubalansinga nagamba musa aganze kantambulile kubutambulizi.
Wow. People, I don't know if Jesus could swim, but I think he couldn't swim. So he just walked on the water.
Yes, yari amanyoku uga. Naye yeche yakola ngangeli atabiri gano kubalansinga ngatamulira ku mazzi.
Me, I think Jesus couldn't swim.
Yes.
That's why he just decided to walk on the water. Because he was the Son of God. Do you know anybody in Uganda who walks on water? All these pastors who say they are men of God, none of them can walk on water.
Wow.
Now Jesus also spoke to the wind and the rain.
Yes.
He was controlling it.
Yes.
Hey. You know, today we have what we call the weatherman. Do you have it also? Weatherman. These weathermen, they just tell us it's going to rain, it's not going to rain, but they cannot control the rain.
Hey.
How many understand why a lot of people believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Now, another reason why people believe Jesus is the Son of God, because he raised the dead.
Ha. Uliliza kano na te. Ensonga endala atenga nokuru nyo ddala. Lwaki abantu bakkiriza nti Yesu mwana wa Katonda kubanga yazukiza abafu.
Yes.
We wow.
He raised the dead.
Yazukiza abafu.
Wow. Jesus was not afraid of dead people at all.
Yesu obulambo nga tebumutiisa.
Yes.
Nga tebumutiisa.
One day I was in the hospital and I was working on a patient, and when she died, all the doctors, we were, everybody left her, so she's dead, nothing to do anymore. Dead. They just left her. Doctors, when they see death, they have nothing to do again. Yes. Yes. But Jesus, 3 times, he raised the dead. Each time, it was more powerful. The first time, when they called him, he rushed there. Jairus' daughter. When he got there, they said, oh, it's okay. Don't worry the pastor. She's dead. Jesus said, don't worry. Death is not a problem for me. It's not a problem. You don't know who I am. I'm the Son of God. Where is her room? And the people were looking. This man. But Jesus, take me to her room. And he went to her room. She was beautiful, 12 years old. And he looked at her. He just put his hand on her cheek. He says, young girl. I, Jesus, I say to you, arise. Hey!
Hey!
The girl stood up. People ran away. But when Jesus left, some people said, maybe she was just sleeping. So Jesus said, okay, next time they call me, I know what I'll do.
Yes, you.
So the next time he went to a city called Nain. This time it was a funeral. Everybody was going to the cemetery. The Bible said the whole city was going. When he saw, he was moved. So he went, a lot of people. He came. And he stopped. Everybody stop. Hey, why?
Hey,
Jesus said, put the coffin down.
Yes,
I am here to show something.
Hey.
Open the coffin. They open. It was a boy, very hard face.
Hey.
He was dead proper going to the cemetery. Jesus said to him,
yes, no, gamba.
Young man,
Mububuka.
I say to you,
Mkugamba kakati.
Arise.
Golokuka.
Arise.
Yibuka.
The boy stood up. Everybody run away. Wow. But you see, still, some people were saying, maybe the boy wasn't dead. Jesus said, really? Next time I know what I'll do. So the next time he was in the house, he had a message on his phone. Jesus checked his phone. Do you know who had sent him a message? Mary and Martha had sent him WhatsApp.
Mary and Martha, WhatsApp.
Wow!
Wow!
And they said that Lazarus is very sick.
Please
take an Uber or take a bus and come quickly to the house.
Yesu, special hire or yanguwe tonga tanya kutuka.
And you know, Jesus said to his disciples, I'm not going. No, I will not go now. I want him to die first. He got another message. Our brother is dying. His disciples said, are you not going? Jesus told his disciples, don't rush me. I am the Son of God. Don't rush. You see, and it's not pride for Jesus to say, I'm the Son of God. He's the Son of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
After 4 days,
Jesus
got to Mary and Martha's house.
Yes,
Mary and Martha came. They were crying. Mary and Martha, they were crying. Their brother Lazarus was dead.
They
said, why are you crying? Why crying? And they said, if you had come early, our brother wouldn't have died. Jesus was moved. Bible says that, and Jesus wept. So Jesus said, look, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Did I not tell you?
Oh.
Okay. Take me to the cemetery. Now, today is what day? Today is what? Thursday. He was buried on Saturday or Sunday. Then 4 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Now Thursday. Take me to the cemetery. So they went to the cemetery. They said, call me some laborers. Yes. Come, laborers. Well, which is the grave? I see here Mr. John. No, it's not Mr. John. I see here another one, Mr. Thomas. No, it's not Thomas. This one. Lazarus is here. Okay. Dig. Look, you see, do you know? Wait. Dig him out. Wait. Mary and Martha, come this way. The sand will go on you. Come.
Wow.
Dig it. Okay. Now, Mary told Martha, look, by now, Jesus, he's what? Smelling. Jesus said, don't worry. Smelling, rotting. I'm here. And the resurrection and the life. Don't worry about that.
He said, when
now, Lazarus was in the grave. Now, bring the body out. Bring him out. Carry him. Bring him here. Hey! Do you know any man of God? Do you know any pastor who goes to the cemetery after 4 days and said, dig out grapes? Do you know anybody like that? And Jesus, look at the smelly. Jesus borrowed a handkerchief.
Yes, because
it was smelling bad. He looked at his face to be sure. Because Jesus didn't want to raise the wrong person. Mary and Martha, is this the one? Are you sure? Okay, go back. Lazarus! Come forth!
Go back, go back.
Everybody run away.
Hey!
Now this is smelly with things on him. Mary and Martha.
Wow!
Clap for Jesus.
Yes.
This is why a lot of people believe in Jesus. How many believe in Jesus Christ? Yes.
Hey.
Now, the next reason why people believe in Jesus is because he rose from the dead. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
We know that Jesus rose from the dead because he was seen by his disciples after. He was seen by 120 disciples. He was seen by 500 disciples. He was seen by Paul. Many people saw him and their lives changed. Now, how many want to follow a living Savior? Or you want to follow a dead Savior? Some people are following dead Saviors.
Who?
When you go to Israel today, you see the tomb of Jacob. I saw it. You see the tomb of Rachel. I saw it. You see graves. There is a big cemetery going towards the Garden of Gethsemane. Just outside the gates, the walls of Jerusalem. But you never find the grave of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah!
Amen.
You know, one day a young lady in our church, her husband died. Hey. She was very sad. She cried so much. I had to give her medicine to make her to sleep. Yes. Hey, she wanted to follow her husband to the grave. When I entered the hospital, she was pulling him to come back to life. But he couldn't come back. 2 years later, I saw her. A man from Canada came to tell her, "I love you." Hey! And she agreed. And she married him. So when I saw her, she was smiling, very different from the funeral. And she was smiling, but when she was smiling, do you know what I remember? I remember the day she was crying. And she told me, "Bishop, I am going to Canada."
Wow.
I am following my man to Canada.
Wow.
But a thought occurred to me. No, I was thinking, why is she not following the dead husband, but she's following the living one?
Wow.
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 You see, even you don't follow dead husbands. You don't follow dead people. You follow living ones. How many want to follow a dead Savior? How many want to follow a living Savior? A living Savior. A living Savior. Jesus is alive. 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 We are following a living Savior. And the last reason why people believe in Jesus is because of His blood. His blood is so powerful. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Jesus' blood is very powerful. It will wash away all your sins.
Yes.
When John the Baptist saw Jesus, John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Jesus is the Lamb of God. And through His blood, your sins will be washed away. How many love Jesus? How many want to follow Jesus? Everyone standing, please. I want to pray with you. Every standing. If you want this beautiful blood of Jesus, if you want to believe in Jesus tonight, and you want His powerful blood to wash your sins away, Then lift your hands like this. Everyone, if you want the blood of Jesus to wash your
feet,
lift your hands. Say, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for dying for me.
Thank you for dying for me.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
You are my Savior.
You are my Savior.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
I receive you.
I receive you.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
And my Master.
As my Master.
And my Lord.
And my Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I am your servant.
I am your servant.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
Please have mercy.
Please have mercy.
On me tonight.
On me tonight.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
In the blood of Jesus.
In the blood of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
From tonight.
From tonight.
Everybody say from tonight.
Everybody say from tonight.
I am your servant.
I am your servant.
I am your follower.
I am your follower.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Say it again. Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
Mention your name right now. Mention your name. My name is John. My name is what? Right. Say, please write this name.
Please write this name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
You can even give your address, P.O. Box, whatever in Imbali, by your name. Please write this name and this address in the book of life. Tonight.
Tonight,
I am registering in the book of life.
I am registering in the book of life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me.
For saving me.
For dying for me.
For dying for me.
For rescuing me.
For rescuing me.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
For what you have done
for
me.
What you have done for me.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And everybody shouted amen.
Everybody shout amen.
Your turn.
Wanika wagulu kati muruganda damu bigambo bino nate muruganda ngo wanise gamba ai
Yesu
ai Yesu
ai Yesu
ai Yesu
ai Yesu
ai Yesu
gwemu kama ate gwemu kama wange nkwebaza kubango njagala webale kubango fayo jendi olwalero labanzise joli nkusabonaze No musai go. Ogwa ikakumu saraba. Ai Yesu. Ontukuli zedara. Amanya gange. Gajemu chitabo chaba fu. Gawandi ike. Muchitabo chaba lamu. Neyo jenvira. Neyo jenzari kwa. Mukama mkusaba. Onteke zedara. Atonya njiri zedara. Oruarelo. Gwe mukama wange, gwe mulokozi wange, gwe balokunaza, nomusayi gwo ogwaika ku musalaba. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now lift your finger like this. One finger. Say after me, Satan.
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 In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bind you.
I bind you.
Satan.
Satan.
Listen carefully.
Listen carefully.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I will not follow you again.
I will not follow you again.
I will not obey you again.
I will not obey you again.
I belong to God.
I belong to God.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I will serve Jesus.
I will serve Jesus.
Satan.
Satan.
From tonight.
From tonight.
Me and you is finished.
Me and you it is finished.
Me and you is finished.
Me and you it is finished.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
And I will serve Jesus.
And I'll serve Jesus.
Now wave your two hands and say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Take out your book. Take out your book and say, I love
Take
you, Jesus.
Say, I love you,
wave
Jesus.
Your hands, say, I love you, Jesus.
Wave and say, I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for your great power. In Jesus' name.
Kati wali korugalo lumu bot muruganda. Wali korugalo wakuru. Gana to Satan. When Satan. When Satan. Tony na kobu yinza. Tony na kobu yinza dala. Vira kobu dala dala dala. Era gende na dala dala dala. Okufalwa lero. Ebyange nawe. Bikomye. Bikomye na dala dala dala.
Jesus.
Kubanda olwalero. Olwalero. Wali kakatabu kugamba olwalero. Olwalero. Obulamu wange. Bwa Yesu. Era Yesu.
Jesus.
Mukama wange. Muwimi rakata obo otendo gamba Yesu ya mukama wange.
Hallelujah. Now, tonight, if you want to dedicate your life to Jesus, you want to dedicate your life to Jesus, come quickly to the front. How many want to dedicate your life to Jesus from tonight? Oh, I cannot see your hand. How many want to dedicate your life to God? Come, come, come. Including the choir should also come forward. Yes, if you want to dedicate your life to Jesus, come, come. Wait, but choir, let the people come and then you also come. Quickly come, quickly come. I want to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided.
Anybody who is screaming, put it or falling, leave them here. Leave them. Come on, sing it.
Follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back.
Come on,
decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Wave your hand!
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
Everybody lift your hand! Sing it, I have decided!
Decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided,
decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
Lift your hands, everybody, in front and everyone. No one should leave. We have not closed. Don't leave. We have not. I'm now going to pray for everybody. Say this prayer. Say Jesus. I can't hear you. Say Jesus. Thank you for tonight. From today, I belong to God.
From tonight,
I am a servant of Jesus.
Lord Jesus,
forgive me for my sins.
Forgive me for my sins.
Forgive me for my mistakes.
Forgive me for my mistakes.
From tonight, I am your servant.
I am your servant.
I am your child.
I am your child.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
I believe in Jesus. And I will follow Jesus,
I will follow Jesus
for the rest of my life.
For the rest of my
now lift your two hands like this. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for me. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. Please write my name in the book of life. In the name of Jesus. Help me to serve you, Lord, for the rest of my life. Amen.
Everybody, every hand lifted.
Onsonyiwe ensobi zange zonna era onsonyiwire ddala ebibi byange byonna naza n'omusaayi gwo ntukuza n'omusaayi gwo olwaleero njatula n'akama kange nti Yesu Kristo gwe mukama wange era gwe mulokozi wange weebala okunjagala weebalire ddala mu linnya lyo Yesu Kristo.
Amen. Now, tomorrow morning, how many of you don't speak in tongues? You don't have the Holy Spirit, don't speak in tongues. Raise your hand. Tomorrow morning, at 7 o'clock, we have a service here. Make sure you are here. And we are going to pray with you. God is going to touch your life. And you will receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. How many are going to be here tomorrow morning? It's going to be a powerful service in the morning. Right now, put your hand wherever your sickness is. Father,
stand.
Thank you for miracles. Jesus, heal the sick right now. Heal. You are the Lord that healeth us. Thank you, Jesus. You are the Lord that healeth us tonight. Thank you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You sent your word and you healed my disease.
Oh, yes.
You are the Lord.
Oh, yes. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Let our curses be broken tonight. In Jesus' name, receive your healing. If it's your eyes, put your hand on your eyes. If it's your back, if it's your neck, wherever it is, put your hand there right now. In Jesus' name, receive it. Power is flowing. Receive it now. Anointing of the Holy Spirit is flowing in this place. Receive the glory of God. Receive the power of God. In Jesus' name. Now, anyone harassed by the devil in any way, put your hand on your head right now. If the demons are harassing you, something is happening. Something is about to happen. Satan, listen carefully. Come out! Come out! Demons are coming out right now. Demons are coming out right now. Look at it. Look at it. Look. Out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Everybody pray. Anybody who is falling down or screaming or rolling, put it here. Go back, go back. Security, where is the security? Go back this way. Yeah, go back. There's power here. There's power here. Satan, demons, come out. 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 In the name of Jesus. Kashita labasaka barabaraba. Yes. There is power here. The glory of God is here. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow. In the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Devils are coming out. Everybody pray. Devils are coming out of people right now. Satan, you are finished. Satan, you are finished. You are finished. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Bring that one to me over there. Over there. Bring to me. Bring to me. From the back. Everybody who falls down, screaming, rolling to the front. The Bible says, Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ to them. Many gave heed to the things which he said, seeing and hearing the miracles which he did. For many that were taken with palsies were healed. And many that were sick were healed. And unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. That is what is happening here. Unclean spirits are coming out. And they are crying with a loud voice. Come out! Come out! Come out! Come out! Satan, come out! Out. Satan, come out in the name of Jesus. Look at it. Kasata yo kapala kopaka. Snakes, serpents, dragons, in Jesus' name, I paralyze you. I cast you out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Kola shataba. Come out. 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 Calicola. Calicola. Everybody pray. Pray. Something is happening. Look. Dragons are coming out. Serpents are coming out. In the name of Jesus. Karama Shoparaba. Tamakalika Barabasamara. Everybody lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Thank God for healing. Thank God for deliverance. Look at it. Thank God for deliverance. Satan's power is broken. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Something powerful is happening. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever your sickness is, put your hand there right now. Something is happening. Something is happening. Jesus is a healing Jesus. Right now, check yourself. If God has healed you, how many have been touched by God tonight? How many have been touched by God tonight? If God has healed you, if God has done something for you, come to the front. Quickly. Walk. Walk and come. Walk and come to the front. Maybe you had a pain, but the pain is gone. Maybe you were sick, but the sickness is gone. Maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Whatever your problem was, Jesus has healed you. Wherever you are, if God has done something, lift up your hands and come to the front here. Very quickly. Very quickly. The power of God is here. Many people are healed tonight. Many people are healed tonight. If God has healed you, come to the front quickly. Don't go home. We have not closed. Come to the front. All these people have been set free from demons. Ali, 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 Ali. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you, dragon spirit. I cast you out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Sometimes you see a small girl, four men cannot control her. The Bible says, the madman of Gadara, he was full of demons and nobody could bind him. Tonight is a night of deliverance. And tomorrow night is the last night. Tomorrow we are starting very early because tomorrow is Friday. Is tomorrow a public holiday? So what time are we starting? 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. We are starting at 3 o'clock because tomorrow is a holiday. Everybody, 3 o'clock. By 6 o'clock, we have closed. By 5, 6, we've closed. And tomorrow is the last day. Everybody must come to the crusade with 10 people from your house. How many are going to come with 10 people from your house? In Bali belongs to Jesus. Amen. The crusade will start at 3. By 5, 6 we have closed. God is doing wonders in Mbali. How many believe that God is doing wonders in Mbali? Jesus is Lord of Mbali. Jesus is Lord of Mbali.
Ani, 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 ani apana nawe. Ani apana nawe. Lift up your hands.
Lift up your hands.
Ani apana nawe.
Tomorrow is the last night. Now, if your president was here, will you just walk out? Yes or no? Jesus is here. How many believe that Jesus is here right now? And we must show him respect. Those of you who are just walking out in the middle of the service, you are not doing the right thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bidia, what is happening?
Bidia, church you.
Jesus.
Evangelist. He had pain in his left leg. I'll let him tell us.
Tomorrow night is the last night. We are starting at 3 o'clock. By 5, we are getting to the end. Everybody is coming with 5 or 10 people from the house. How many are going to come with 5 or 10 people from the house? Tomorrow is the last. After tomorrow, there is no more crusade. Only tomorrow, and then it's finished. Tomorrow is the last night. Everybody must be here 3 o'clock. Beautiful. Beautiful. BDR.
Evangelist, he had pain in his left knee.
Let him tell us.
I've been having biting pain in my left leg for the last 2 weeks. But yesterday when I came here and the man of God preached, the pain began going away. I thought it was a joke. So I came back today. The pain is gone. I can now jump up.
Wow! Wow!
I praise God.
Hallelujah!
Amen. I praise God. God is good. I'm now so strong. So thank you, man of God.
Go this way. Go this way.
Bless you. Go this way.
Come this way. Come this way. Wow.
Thank you, God.
Give the Lord a shout.
Evangelist, this lady was on admission. You can see the catheter.
She has from the hospital.
Yes, from the hospital. She had a mass.
Look, you see, some people don't know why people are screaming. The Bible says when the Spirit saw him, Jesus, it tear him and he fell to the ground wallowing. Which means rolling.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happened in Acts chapter 8, verse 5. Philip went down to Samaria. And unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many people.
And it's happening here in Mbale.
It's happening in Mbale.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This lady had a big stomach. She was
what?
An admission. Let her say it herself.
Mama, where you getting it?
Katibadi na zimbo olubuto. Gandhi mulo kole na yatula na yega na zimbo olubuto ngaluri bweluti. Nagenza mume ni nevanga mbagenda kuno ngosa chibumba cha zimba. No muti magununga. Ngasisi, ngasiwe la bulundi na zinde kumboda. Na yega tibwena suze. Nalabi yenga mukaba alukunza samu wati. Nenda banga kwa tepiko zange ngazize no wati. Kati wenaba ndao nengamba banda ngeze na loko ka nima gama katuwa ngeze kumbasa unengamba sija ugeenda kubanga zendi mulokole kati nengamba njira yo itambude utambu sine tuka wanonobulumi kati silaba.
Evangelist, what she's saying, she had a swollen stomach because of a problem with the liver and a problem with her heart. And yesterday she was here, you prayed for her, she came on a border, that's a motorbike. She couldn't walk. But after yesterday's prayer, she's able now to do what she couldn't do. She's able to walk by herself, and the pain that she had has totally gone, and the stomach has reduced and totally disappeared.
Wow! Hallelujah!
Many miracles in one.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah!
Was the final sin.
Evangelist, 6 years. 6 years.
This man.
6 years, yes, with, evangelist.
With the stick.
With a stick, 6 years. This eye has been walking. Wow. He used to walk like this for 6 years.
Wow.
This how. Yesterday, after the prayer, he realized that strength had come into his leg. Evangelist, he walked home, and tonight he's here to testify.
Walk.
Okay, let's see. Come. Now walk. There he walks. Jehovah
turned my life around. Jehovah turned my life around. He makes a way where there is no way. Jehovah has a final say. Who has a final say? Jehovah has a final say.
He's the Lord that shout. He's the Lord that shout.
Shout.
He's the Lord that shout.
Shout.
He's the Lord that shout.
Shout.
Hallelujah, Yesu.
Hallelujah, Yesu. Hallelujah, Yesu. Ma perekete, shaka ma perekete, ma perekete, shaka ma perekete, shaka ma pereka, shaka, 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 shaka.
Onomusakia,
what has God done for you?
Mukama akole dechi sebo. Tunuli lomuburizi wengine. Akole dechi yogera kazinda la kusebo. Mukama akole dechi.
Kati, mukama akole de. Eke na organizi.
Yogera lo shobera.
Mukama akolele kesingana mumoyo gwanje nasimile dala.
Omwami ono agamba mukama amukoledde kyabadde asinga okwetaagira ddala oluvannyuma abadde atambuza omuggo guno okumala emyaka mukaaga. Na ye, olwa jawe ya nze, neba musabira. Olwa lelo wakomi yeo, nechinyweze wabia dala.
Pepele, pepele, oh.
Pepele.
Pepele, pepele, oh.
Pepele.
Yanga na Yesu.
Bidia, what is happening?
Evangelist, 2 years ago,
a lady with a breast lump, God has healed you. Satan, you are finished. Bidia,
2 years ago, she developed a kidney problem. She had blood in her urine, and she said the doctor said she also had protein in her urine. In addition to that, she had a swelling on this side.
This is a doctor from Memphis, America.
Evangelist, everything has gone. The blood in the urine has disappeared.
No more blood in the urine.
No more blood.
When she wee-wees, there is blood in it.
When she wee-wees, there is blood in it, but no more.
No
after
more.
The prayer, no more. And the swelling, Evangelist, has disappeared.
Wow.
I have checked. There's nothing there.
Wow.
Oh no, Muchara, I'm not there for the chisholm goes. Gabaganda kufuisa, afuwi somu solo gulimu omusayi, na wane wali wazimba wakwatiridde, gatasobola kwechusa wetuogerera, Yesu amusumulude, siko zuwonye, obulumi bukeze, ekyo kyamagero.
Doctor, she had blood in her urine. This is another doctor. She had blood in her urine and a swelling on the side, and what else? And pain.
Okay.
Proteinuria, hematuria.
So this could be a renal tumor. Yes.
Renal tumor means cancer of the kidneys.
Cancer of the kidney. Sometimes even a very severe infection.
We have three types of blood in the urine. When you wee-wee, and at the beginning there is blood. Then the second one is that when you wee-wee, the blood is mixed with the urine.
I take it to what
musulo. And the third one is when you finish weeing, then small blood comes.
I take chopusatu.
Three types. Which one was it?
That is blood that you go by.
It was a mixture of blood that is, and
that's
urine.
A kidney. Kidney. Jesus. And the swelling is gone. Jesus. Thanks for your healing. Healing. Satan, you are finished in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What is this?
This woman is suffering from Parkinson's disease.
Wow.
But she could not walk, almost paralyzed. This is her husband. He brought her tonight. She could not walk. Tonight, after you prayed, strength entered her, and she was able to walk here, and the husband has brought her to testify.
Husband, is this true?
Yeah, it is true.
What could she not do before?
Was paralyzed with Parkinson's disease.
Parkinson's disease.
Yeah.
That is the disease that Muhammad Ali had.
Yeah.
And
they shake like this, tremors. And they walk like this.
And she was paralyzed.
She was paralyzed.
I think I said nyalala.
It was paralyzed.
Paralyzed.
Yeah.
Walk, let's see, Mama.
Mama, tambla mutulabe.
Walk, let's see. Wow! Ooh, paralyzed!
That's the final day.
How many believe that Jesus can heal Parkinson's disease? Come this way, my dear. Come this way.
Wow.
She was paralyzed. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Husband, are you surprised?
Yes.
You are surprised?
Yes.
Are you happy?
I'm happy.
Why are you happy?
Because it is working.
It is working. She's working.
Yeah.
It is working. She is working. Hallelujah! It is working. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist for 2 years. This woman noticed that her stomach was becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. She couldn't fit into this dress. Yes.
Hey.
The stomach could not fit into this dress. Evangelist, she came yesterday. When you say, lay your hands where the trouble is, she did. And she said immediately, the stomach shrank. And for the first time, she went for this dress to wear. And lo and behold,
she was not wearing this dress yesterday.
No. She couldn't fit into it.
Is it true?
Hey, chito fundwa demia keviri. Ngambita bambu zoli rubuto. Mudwa lirone bangambo limurwade wa sukari. Na ejole naze wano. Vana ye na ulitengo rubuto ruwedeko. Ngomu vili guwade kuru maguwanda neta ndinge ya weka.
Hallelujah!
Live Jesus aya. Live Jesus aya. Atalulu kaya suya. Atalulu kaya suya. Buka, come on. Come on and change your dance. Ebale, I said change your dance and be like that.
What did she say?
About what she said. For 2 years she developed a big tummy.
Big stomach.
When she went to hospital, they checked her and they said she was diabetic. This dress she's putting on, she couldn't put it on.
Wow, this dress,
as big as it is, she couldn't put it on. Because of the swollen stomach. But after yesterday's prayer.
After yesterday,
she was here yesterday. She's able to put on a dress she could not put on for a while.
Wow.
And she feels a difference in her life.
Every big stomach, lay your hand on your stomach. I tell you, every big stomach is going down tonight in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, we are receiving.
Father, let every swollen stomach shrink tonight in the name of Jesus.
Uka, uka, uka. Uka, uka, uka. Uka, uka, uka. Uka, uka, uka. But I'm sorry.
Wow. Tomorrow afternoon, 3:00, is the last day of this crusade. Jesus. How many are going to come with 15 people from your house? All religions are welcome. Yes, Jesus loves everyone.
Yes,
it's not only for Christians.
Yes.
It's not only for Christians, but every religion. This is a crusade for everybody. Doctor, is it not a crusade for everybody?
Everyone. Jesus died for all.
Yes.
God loved the whole world.
What is this?
Pain in the tooth. Left side here. She came, she's had this pain for 2 weeks. Or how many weeks?
1 week.
1 week.
1 week.
1 week.
Pain in your tooth.
Yes.
And is the pain gone?
Yes.
It seems Jesus is also a dentist.
Everybody say dentist. Come on and say dentist. Come on and say dentist. Give Jesus a shout.
BDR, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady for one month
her feet, the top of her feet were swelling. She said her veins were coming out. I mean, they were showing and they were swelling. And they were very painful.
Wow.
Until you prayed yesterday.
Yesterday.
Was it yesterday or today?
Today.
It is today.
Yesterday you were...
Yesterday I was here.
But you were not healed.
I wasn't healed.
But this morning...
Today. This evening.
This evening.
Yes.
Your feet were swollen.
The swelling has disappeared.
Doctor,
pain has disappeared.
Why? What is this?
Doctor, tumuli ya mchecho. Etidi lako muntu edigero kuzimba.
The general name is pedal edema.
What?
Pedal edema.
Pedal edema.
But he's saying that the veins were also showing and were painful. So she could have also had a thrombophlebitis.
Everybody say hey.
Yes.
Come on and say hey.
Come on and say wow. Wow. Yes.
What is the cause of the pedal edema?
Church letter pedal edema.
Many things can cause this. Diseases of the heart.
Heart. Your heart can affect your foot.
Yes. Disease of the heart. When your heart is failing or failed, you can have swellings of your feet. When your liver is not working,
liver,
and it's not
liver produced, can affect your foot.
Liver disease, yes, can affect the foot.
Yes.
And what also again? Your kidneys can also affect. Disease of your kidneys can also affect.
Kidney can affect the foot.
Yes.
Yes.
And infections can also cause this problem. And as well as clots within the veins.
Clots.
Yes.
Thrombosis. Yes.
Deep venous thrombosis can also cause this.
Deep what? Deep what?
Deep venous thrombosis.
Deep what?
Deep venous thrombosis.
Everybody say hey. Come on and say wow. Come on and say wow. What is up?
And has the swelling gone?
The swelling has gone.
Examine her. Where is she? Examine the foot. Here? On this side? No, this side.
Here.
No more?
There's no swelling.
No pedal. There's a way a doctor checks to see whether there's what we call pedal edema.
Yes.
And it is gone. These are doctors. These two, they are doctors. One is from America, one is from Ghana.
Yes.
Come this way, my dear. Jesus is healing you.
Gambira Jehovah. Gambira Jehovah. Gambira Jehovah.
What is this?
Evangelist. For 17 years, she suffered from epilepsy. Every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Better tell us.
But yesterday.
Is it true?
Yeah.
Every day you have a fit.
Every day, every minute, I've been fighting. And my dad hasn't been allowing me to move out of the house.
Onomwara abadde agwesimbu okumala emyaka 17 era kitaawe abadde tamukkiriza kufuluma mu nyumba.
When I'm in class, when I overread, I just fall down. Anyhow, they just take me in the sick bay. So when I came here yesterday, I told my dad that I'm coming for the crusade. When you told us to pray for ourselves and we touch on our heads, I found something coming out from me.
Wow.
And even I used the boda boda to come.
You did what?
Shh.
I couldn't use the boda boda before.
Boda boda.
But yesterday,
what is boda boda?
Motorbike.
Boda boda. She couldn't sit on it.
Okada.
Boda boda.
Okada. She couldn't sit on it.
Okada.
Boda boda. You couldn't sit on boda boda before.
When I sit on it, I fall down.
You fall down. And what happened? Since yesterday, you were prayed for.
Yeah.
And what happened now?
I got some change now. I'm healed. I've not fallen since yesterday.
Yeah.
All other gods, they are the words of pain. You are the most high God.
Jehovah, epilepsy is one of the difficult to cure diseases. Falling down all the time.
17 years.
How many believe this is the end of it in Jesus' name?
In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Evangelist.
Beautiful.
Evangelist, I'm excited to announce that the miracles are not only limited to the body. Financial miracles are happening right here in Embali.
Tomorrow I'm going to pray for your finances as well. Tomorrow.
This lady has been out of school because she could not pay her school fees. But yesterday, during the offering time, she trusted God and sowed a seed. When she went home, for the first time in as long as she has been looking for school fees, money was sent to her and she's been able to pay the fees.
Able to pay the fees.
That's all of Chasola fees.
Is it true?
Yes, it is true.
Which school do you go to?
Coma Aces.
Again, I'm Coma Aces.
Coma Aces.
Coma Aces, yeah. Just near here.
And you couldn't pay your fees.
Yes.
But yesterday you received money.
The money, the school fees was given to me in the morning.
School fees is when it dropped my channel.
And you paid, have you paid for the school fees now?
Yes.
So you were able to go to school?
Yes, I'm able. On Monday I'm going to school.
On Monday you are going to school. Give the Lord a shout!
Give the Lord a shout! Give the Lord a shout! Everybody say pay! Come on and say pay! Come on and say pay! Atalulu Kayesu! Atalulu Kayesu! Atalulu Kayesu! Atalulu Kayesu! Atalulu Kayesu!
Media, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady has experienced two miracles. One for herself and one for her daughter. Yesterday, she came here with chest pain. She's had the chest pain, constant chest pain for 1 year. But when she was coming, she was also called and told that her daughter had collapsed and had been comatose for 6 hours. She came up in
her daughter was in a coma.
Her daughter was in a coma for 6 hours. She was told about that when she was coming here. She came for prayer. She was in the prayer line.
Wow.
When you prayed for her, she went home. The chest pain has disappeared. And they called her and said, her daughter is awake.
Her daughter is awake. Listen.
What is that?
Everything that is trying to die in your life, I command it is resurrected in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
That's
the final say. Jehovah turned my life around.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this man is so happy.
Why?
Because yesterday, he was told that his daughter-in-law is in the hospital. They're going to have surgery because she was pregnant and the baby was due and the baby was not coming. So they will have to operate on her. He came here when you were praying, said, lay your hands where the sickness is. He did. He put that on his stomach for his daughter-in-law in the hospital. Evangelist, when he left here, he heard the good news.
Baby.
The baby has come without the surgery.
Without the surgery.
Without the surgery.
Without the surgery.
It's a baby boy, Evangelist Doug. He named him after you. So you have a baby Doug in
Wow! Why are you so happy tonight?
Very, very happy for God is calling to your life. Because God has used you, Africa, the whole world, because of the good news to the people like us.
Wow.
Otherwise, I could lose my daughter-in-law the other day.
Wow.
But because of prayer, God did it. And when I went out, at 12 midnight, I found her. God has delivered her. That's why I said that now you will be at VIP. You are Dark Howard Mills.
Uko 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 uko.
What a blessing! I now have a baby in Imbali.
Somebody say baby, baby. Somebody say baby, baby. Somebody say Bali. Somebody say Bali. Give Jesus a shout.
Bidia.
Evangelist, this young lady had a painful swelling in her anus. It was painful, it was swollen, and it was bleeding. Tonight, when you prayed,
yes,
she noticed that the pain disappeared instantly. Then she went to check. The swelling has also disappeared. The
swelling has disappeared. What is this, doctor?
Evangelist, Evangelist, you could have had a thrombosed hemorrhoid. Thrombosed hemorrhoid.
Bleeding.
Yes.
Hemorrhoids.
Because of the pain. Thrombosed hemorrhoids.
Thrombosed hemorrhoids.
Yes.
What is thrombosed?
Blood clots. Because
it's a hemorrhoid.
The problem is blood. Blood vessels which become very big.
Yes.
And sometimes clots can develop within the blood
that
vessels.
That is called thrombosis.
Thrombosis. It causes pain. That is the source of the pain.
Are
you happy tonight?
Yes.
Why are you happy?
Ngabuli emele tuka mulubuto ngefuruma abweli. Kanina yanzisanyo Katonda. Nzijia wanojo. Kato kumacha kwa alele ngeze mtoi nga siri ilaba kocho una.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful.
Wahamba nati.
Beautiful.
Oh, wahamba. Oh, wahamba nati. Siya bonga. Wahamba nati. Oh, wahamba nati.
Olivia, who is this man?
Evangelist, 21 years. What you are seeing is a miracle. He's never been able to leave this.
Tomorrow we are starting at 3 o'clock. How many are going to be here at 3 o'clock? Tomorrow is a holiday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is a holiday. By 5, 6 we have closed. Beautiful.
21 years, evangelist. Could not stand like this. Could not be without this. For the first time.
21 years.
21 years.
I'm 21 years.
21.
Yeah.
Jesus, thanks.
Thank you.
Strength in the name of the Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
Crowds have lined the narrow street.
So many miracles. This lady has been having pain, lower abdominal pain, severe lower abdominal pain. She had a scan which also showed kidney disease, but healed.
But many kneel. Tomorrow night is the last night.
3 o'clock.
How many are going to come with 15 people from your house? All religions. Yes. Thanks.
Receive your healing. For he knows his father's heart.
Yes.
He speaks his father's word.
When he comes in the name,
receive your healing.
In the name of the Lord.
Be healed. Jesus' name.
Receive your hope in the name of the Lord. Oh, yes.
And when my strength is
receive your healing. Gone, when there's nothing left to do.
When receive your healing. Nothing left to do.
But just to depend on
receive
you.
Receive your healing.
And
receive
the power of your name.
And the power of your name.
Receive your healing.
Oh, and as we call upon your name.
Oh, Jesus.
Your strength through weakness to show.
Jesus.
We can know the master plan. Extend the master plan.
When we come in the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
Thanks, Jesus, for your mercy. Thanks for your mercy, Lord Jesus. Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Receive your healing.
Thanks, Jesus.
Receive your healing.
Thank you. Receive your healing. In the name of Jesus.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Receive your healing.
Thanks. Thanks.
Receive your healing.
Thanks for healing.
Be healed. Jesus.
Jesus.
Your healing.
Thank you for your power.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord.
Father, thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your healing, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for your healing.
Receive your healing. Yes, Lord.